Blank checks from your credit card issuer carry risks and costs. Those blank convenience checks from your credit card company offer a quick way to write yourself a loan, pay bills, or transfer other loans to your credit card account. But be aware that the use of a convenience check is a cash advance that comes with costs and other potential pitfalls. Here are some points to remember. First, take precautions to avoid fees and penalties if there is a glitch when you deposit a convenience check or use one to pay a bill. Before you write a check, make sure that it will not put you over your cash advance limit. Also, find out what the current limit is in case your credit card company reduced your cash advance amount and you forgot or did not notice the change. If the convenience check puts your card balance over the new limit, your card issuer may not honor the check. The return check could trigger overdraft fees from your bank, return check fees from others, and over-limit fees from your card issuer. It is important to understand when your credit card company may not honor a check. Consider calling your card company to verify your understanding of its policies. You may also want to call again after you deposit the check and before you spend any of that money to make sure the card issuer has honored the check. Second, know the fees and the interest rate you'll pay. Expect to incur a transaction fee of several percent of the amount of each check. If the fee is 5%, you'll pay $50 to write a check for $1,000. In addition, the interest rate on this loan to yourself can be higher than the rate on your card purchases. It is important to understand that you may not be allowed an interest-free period to pay the loan without interest accruing. Most lenders will begin charging interest when the check posts to your account, even if they otherwise give you at least a couple of weeks to repay your credit card purchases interest-free. Even if you are offered a low interest rate initially, find out what interest rate you will pay when the introductory period is over. And think twice about repeatedly transferring balances from one credit card to another. You could end up paying costly fees that more than offset the attractive promotional interest rate. Third, remember that there are fewer consumer protections when making purchases with a convenience check. For example, when you use your credit card for purchases, the Fair Credit Billing Act gives you the ability, under certain circumstances, to withhold payment on defective goods until the problem has been corrected. That protection doesn't exist with convenience checks, even though they are related to your credit card account. Lastly, look for and shred convenience checks you don't plan to use. Dishonest friends, family members, or workers around the house have found convenience checks very convenient for getting a loan without going through the hassle of asking. Thieves have also been known to rummage through trash looking for valuable papers, such as convenience checks and bank statements. So do your best to shred these documents before you toss them away. It is a good idea to ask your card issuer to stop mailing you convenience checks if you are sure you don't want them. This avoids the risk that these checks might be stolen from your mailbox or home and helps discourage you from turning to the checks as an easy fix. Convenience checks can be expensive, and many consumers find that they should be used sparingly, so it's important to understand how to use them.